Perek Gimel, the third chapter, the first Mishnah. This Mishnah can essentially be broken into two different components dealing with somewhat of the same issue. The Mishnah begins, Hazavata Hor Shiyashvu Besvina. A person who is a Zav is sitting along with another person who's Tahor, or sitting together in a small boat, of Asda, or on a raft, or Shirachvu Al Gavivahema. Or together they rode on an animal. Av alpi she'ein bigdehem nogim, even though their clothing do not actually touch each other, meaning the two individuals, the tahor person and the zav, nonetheless, hare elu tmei midras. Nonetheless, this tahor person, their garments, are still considered the tuma of a midras, and are in fact an avatuma. What is the rationale? They didn't come in contact at all. Why is it that they become tame? So the reason that is explained is the following. Since while riding on this boat or this raft or this animal, chances are the Zav himself actually came in contact with the garment of that Tahor person. Because they're bouncing up and down, they're moving to the right, a little bit to the left, and therefore, chances are it came in contact. And after all, these are small, these aren't huge, large, gigantic boats or very large rafts. It's a small raft, barely fit two people on it. Of course, the chances are they're going to come in contact. Similarly, two people on an animal. That was not a six-passenger vehicle. Therefore, chances are there was some contact that would have been made. Others, that's basically how the Rambam understands it. Others interpret it to mean that maybe this person who is Tahor weighed a little bit more than the Zav, and therefore there was a time where others explain, like the Rosh, that maybe, and the Rosh for that matter, that the since he weighed more than him, what ended up happening was, since he weighed down, the clothing of the Tameh's person was almost suspended on him because he was lower. The tummy person's clothing went above him, and therefore, perhaps also, it became mitame as well. So we see here these two different reasons why the tahor person could have become tame, either because perhaps they came in contact because they were shaking and they were moving, or because of a halacha, a law that actually indicates that if this person who was tame outweighed the zav, therefore maybe he was suspended by the former's clothing, and therefore the Begadim, the garments of the tame of the one who is tahor, would then become susceptible to tumas midras. The Mishnah continues: Yashvu al haneser al hasafsal al hagashish shalmita ve al haachlonas. If a person, if these two individuals, sat on this small plank, or on a small bench, or some people say it was a bed frame, or maybe just a little bit of wood under the legs of a bed. Or when there's a beam, when all these items, for example, the plank, the bed frame, the bench, all of them were bismanjahem machgirin. They were not really secured properly, and therefore they swayed, they moved a little bit. And in such a case, or alu bi'ilan shekocho ra, or if these two people ascended a tree, which was a pretty lousy tree, it swayed a lot. Kocho ra bi'ilan yafe. Almost like a branch that maybe was, shall we say, very weak, even though, for example, the tree itself was strong, but they're together on a branch that was a little bit weak. And again, it swayed, it moved around, or a sula mitzri bizman she'eno kavua b'masmer, or an Egyptian, which is like a small type of ladder, which wasn't secured into with the wall properly, with a nail, a kevesh, or a bridge, vala kora, or a rafter, part of a door, again, which wasn't held firm properly. Adelas bizwanchino asoy betit tmeyim, where they were on a door, they walked on a door, which again was not properly secured and held firm with clay. And all these situations and scenarios where they're walking together on something which is considered inferior, it moves, it sways, in all these cases, tmeyim. The Tana Kama holds that they are tame. Again, what's the rationale? Since the star person sways moving back and forth on these subpar objects, and chances are they would have touched him, the Zav would have come in contact with the Tahor, and therefore would render him tame. However, Rabbi Yehuda Mitair, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says they would not become tame. This person would become tahor in all of these situations. This is what's called the principle of tuma heisait, the tuma where most probably he came in contact with a person who was a zav, and therefore we render him a tuma. And as opposed to the beginning of the Mishnah, which was referring to the tuma of a midras, this is what's referred to as tumat heisait, that chances are there was contact, because these are flimsy items, really flimsy items. And the Mishnah in the beginning listed items that were just small, an animal, a small boat, or a raft, where chances are when you're two people in the smaller area, even though it's a sturdy item that might have been come in contact, these items, and also, by the way, that's mentioned that you're often on these things for a number of days. You're on them for a much longer period of time. You could be on a raft for an extended period of time, in a boat for an extended period of time. So an extended period of time in a confined place, chances are you came in contact. Whereas a place that was a little rickety, you know, this beam which wasn't so strong and sturdy, small chance you came in contact, or choshe, so you came in contact. So it's a different level of tuma, what's called tuma heiseit, as opposed to tuma midras, which has different rules and structure to it, but nonetheless, we are choshesh, and the halacha is not according to Rabbi Yehuda, but rather this person is tamei, even on these smaller rickety items, which a person is only on for a short period of time. Mishnah Beis, the second Mishnah, reads as follows, continuing with this idea of a person who's a zav, the other's a tahor, and when perhaps by accident the Zav had come in contact with the Tahor, rendering them a certain level of Tumah. The Mishnah says, Hazav Atar Sorry, let's begin. Megifin Oposchin, the Mishnah tells us, in the event that they are these two individuals, both the Zav, the person who is pure, is walking together with the person who is Tahor, and they are in fact going through a door together. So if they are in fact together, whether the door is opening or whether the door is closing, whether it's megifin or poskin, it says the situation, so the person who's the latter would always become impure by the zav. Again, this tumas of a heset. Chachamim actually say no, that's not the case. If they are, even if this person who was tame was, if the person was tahor was second, falling behind. Chachamim omrim ad sheyeze megif veze posech. No, Chachamim say only if the one who was actually closing and the other was opening would, does the zav actually affect the person who was tahor. Why? Because each of these are actually coming in a bit of a different direction. And therefore, heset is most likely to happen. Heset meaning that they're not going to be aware, they're not going to be conscious of what's going on. Chances are, my goodness, they're just, you know, walking in different directions. They just kind of bumped into each other. Perhaps it was contact of some sort, even if they realize they are not certain that there was any contact. Malin zedzem yinabor, if both of them are pulling each other out of the pit, obviously the tar person would become tame. According to the Rambam, however, if the Zav is the one who's pulling up the Tahor, he would become impure because of Heset. However, if it was in the reverse case, if the person who's pure, there's Tahor, is pulling up the Zav, he would actually become not Heset, but a full-fledged Zav himself. Meaning that the Zav would actually render that person because of Nitma Bimas'o, because the person who is a Zav was actually lifting the other person, it would give him a full-fledged status. Rabbi Yehuda then goes on to say, "Ad sheyia tor male esatame mafshilin b'cha valim." Where it says, "No, only if the one who is tahor is actually pulling out the one who is tame, would be considered tame." Why? Because chances are the zav could have leaned on him. But not if the Zav was the one who was actually being pulled up. if the Zav pulled up the one who was taur. We do not hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Mafshilin ba chavalim, if both the zav and the pure person were together, were jointly, twisting in ropes, in such a case, of course, the tamei would be considered, would render impure the tahor. However, chachamim say, ad sheyia zemoshech helech vezemoshech helech. For chachamim, they would actually say no. Only if the one who actually pulled one way and if the other pulled the other way would the Zav actually be metame, the one who was Tahor. Orgin, what if they were together, they were being Oreg, they were weaving. And that's the situation. Ben Omdin, Ben Yoshvin. If they were jointly weaving, it doesn't matter if this, the act of weaving, was done standing, or if it was done sitting, or tochanin, or if they were together, they were grinding. The one who is tame would render the one who is tahor tame. Rabbi Shimon, however, metaher bekulon. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he says no. In this case, he would say that the person who was tahor would remain in the status of purity. Unless they were grinding with a hand mill, and in such a case, because of tuman hesed, they'd be in such close proximity they'd forget about the sotuma, and it would render him. Or chances are, it rendered him impure, and this is because they forgot, and that is what Rabbi Shimon would clarify. Of course, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon either, and we are machmer; we are stringent. Porky mina chamor, otohanim, what about these two individuals together were loading or unloading a donkey? Otohanim, or if their load was extremely heavy, and they were together, they were schlepping this heavy item. Again, we're going to say they are tame. Why? What's the rationale? Because chances are that they were, when they were carrying something together, that maybe the Zav leaned on the person who was Tahor, rendering him mitame, rendering him a Tuma. However, if the load was extremely light, bizman shemasam kal tohorim, if it was very light, they're just literally carrying something which was light, they stood a number of feet away from each other, there's no reason to assume that they came in contact, and therefore that the person who was Tamei leaned on the person who was Tahar, and therefore there's no reason to assume they were imparted Tuma. V'chulam Tahorim v'taknesas u'tameim l'truma. And the Mishnah concludes by saying that all these cases that we've mentioned in the past little while of this was called the Zav's Hesed, they could still be allowed, all these people who became Tuma because of Hesed would still be allowed to eat chulin type of food in the status of purity if it involved chulin food, because again we are not worried, since hesed is only a suffix, it's just a doubt if it actually happened and not actually a situation where we know for sure tuma was imparted. However, midurabanan, the rabbis decree that will not allow this person to eat truma, because we all treat truma in a much higher level as opposed to just eating regular chulin, regular mundane foods. And such a person wouldn't necessarily be confined to the section of people who are zav and shul if they're just of tum and hesed, but they are a little bit of a lighter status.